just as 11 of them had done blessing her, a great noise was heard in the courtyard, and word was brought that the 13th fairy was come, with a black cap on her head, and black shoes on her feet, and a broomstick in her hand. And presently up she came into the dining hall. Now, as she had not been asked to the feast, she was very angry, and scolded the king and queen very much, and set to work to take her revenge. So she cried out, "The king's daughter shall, in her 15th year, be wounded by a spindle and fall down dead." Then the 12th of the friendly fairies, who had not yet given her gift, came forward and said that the evil wish must be fulfilled, but that she could soften its mischief. So her gift was that the king's daughter, when the spindle wounded her, should not really die, but should only fall asleep for 100 years. However, the king hoped still to save his dear child altogether from the threatened evil. So he ordered that all the spindles in the kingdom should be bought up and burnt. But all the gifts of the first 11 fairies were in the meantime fulfilled, for the princess was so beautiful and well-behaved and good and wise that everyone who knew her loved her. It happened that on the very day she was 15 years old, the king and the queen were not at home, and she was left alone in the palace. So she roved around by herself and looked at all the rooms and chambers, till at last she came to an old tower, to which there was a narrow staircase ending in a little door. In the door there was a golden key, and when she turned it, the door sprang open, and there sat an old lady spinning away very busily. "Why, how now, good mother," said the princess. "What are you doing there?"
"Spinning,"
said the old lady, and nodded her head, humming a tune, while buzz went the wheel.
"How prettily that little thing turns around," said the princess, and took the spindle and began to try and spin. But scarcely had she touched it before the fairy's prophecy was fulfilled. The spindle wounded her, and she fell down lifeless on the ground.